This is HPR Community News, an update for the month of March 2011. Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and this is a community update for March 2011, where we give you a behind the scenes look at some of the goings on the HPR mailing list and what's been happening on the website. Now, there's a lot of things been going on with relation to the Indiana Linux Fest, and I'm leaving it up to the other hosts to come on and describe what went on over there. I'm just very, very sorry I missed it, and I hope everybody had a great time. Okay, let's start by welcoming three new hosts to the network, and there were Marcosi, Mr. Gadgets, and Mrs. Zoak. They're all very welcome onto the HPR network. This month we've had three people join up, and what I fear is that in the last few months we've had a lot of people join the network, and those were people who were teetering on the edge, and all that they needed was a little push from myself or others to get them to come on and record a show. So my target, as you all know, is to get every single person who listens to this network to record one show a year, and we would have more than enough shows. So if you already haven't recorded a show, you owe me one, or at least you need to contribute to HPR in some way or other. Well, it would be nice if you did. So, doing a show review, after last month's behind the scenes at HPR, we had Lost in Bronx, who had a show, Theatres of the Imagination Part 2, where he is looking into a Renaissance revival of old-time radio shows, dramatic audio media. If any of you picked up my recommendation last month for listening to his own show, I think you'll give him a lot more credit than he gives himself for his ability to put on this art form. Then we had the next day a well-known member of the community, but first time show host, Mrs. Zoak, coming on with her series Terminally Stupid, episode 1. In her quest to find people who are terminally stupid. Now, I have to admit, when I first saw this episode ID uploaded, of course I will put it up following the same rules that everything else, that every other show does, it's only fair. I thought, well, I'm of the view that everybody... there's no such thing as a stupid person, and that everybody has the ability to learn and improve themselves. However, after listening to three of these shows now, they're quite tongue-in-cheek, and I think Mrs. Oak is well on the way to reform me of that particular view of the world. The following show was a little bit of Python, episode 14, and following on from that, we had Brahm with another excellent auction yard sales and flea markets, which we would here call car boot sales. I really like this whole green thing theme, and thank you very much, Brome, for giving in that show, and I hope you produce some more. Then we had Mr. Gadgets with My First Computer, and two things to be said about this. One was obviously the first was that he had heard about the call-in number, and this was our first podcast on the call-in line. So I was messing about trying to come up with a workflow in which we could add the intro and outro to that. And by accident, I uploaded one of my initial shows, which I caught and was live for about 5 minutes. And then I replaced it. But unfortunately, in the intervening time, it was indexed by iTunes. and quite a lot of people on iTunes reported problems playing that episode. So rectify that, and if you haven't listened to episode 681 and you listen in iTunes, could you please just reload that episode and it should come down again. The following day we had episode 682, Pokey talking about the Northeast Linux Fest and taxes. And yes, very apt for this time of year. And there were a few comments in the show notes about people who had other links and resources that they could give. Then we had the Xorg Google Summer of Code call for students appeal, where they Mark Cozy sent in a podcast detailing what X.org is and Summer of Code ideas. And yeah, it's really great that that sort of appeal will come on here, and I really hope one of our listeners will take advantage of that. And if you do, if you are applying to that, drop us a line and we'll make sure that you get some HPR stickers. The following day was Eben Moglen, Freedom in the Cloud, on Syndicated Thursday. It happened to be St. Patrick's Day, so I threw in an Irish greeting there. And hello to all the people in Ireland who listen to this network, which is really great to hear. Please feel free to send in some episodes. More listeners that I know about. If I know about you, then you owe me an episode. And again, this was a it was quite a long one, it has to be said. I added the intro and outro to the episode, and I also added a brief introduction. And I joined up to podcast the speech itself and the language at the end. Unfortunately, the levels were a bit off, so I apologize to anybody who is upset about this, but I didn't really want to do a re-encode, any more re-encoding on it to try and get the levels correct. As I say, I'm an amateur at this game and there's still a lot to learn. So don't be afraid. I continually make mistakes here, so don't be worried about audio quality. Our point here is to get out the message as quickly as possible, and we do strive for perfection. I obviously don't want to send out crap audio, but at the same time, I want to get the shows out as well. So the following day we had Riddlebox doing a product review of a SunVolt, which is a battery charger, ideal for mobile devices, portable USB devices. Mrs. Oak again with Terminally Stupid, and there are links to her blog directly on the show notes on the webpage. Then we have Mr. Gadgets with his pre-IBM computer history, and these are gathering a lot of comments. And I am actually amazed to hear his ability to go ahead and just pick up the phone, start talking without umming and awing the whole way through a coherent story and a coherent speech. Absolutely, the man is gifted, it has to be said. So yes, I am I'm in awe of people who can do that. The following day we had the HPR book club with Badge of Infamy, a really really good discussion. I like this this format. I did listen to the show to the show obviously, but also I had read the book or listened to the book beforehand, and I love this. Really good recommendations. If I'm working outside doing something mind-numbingly boring, it's great to be able to put on a nice book and listen to it. The next book in the series is Shadow Magic, which I have listened to. It's by John Lenihan, and the book is on the link to it is on www.podiobooks.com/title/shadow magic. And without giving a lot away, it's a Celtic loosely based on a Celtic mythological land of Chirin an Og. And I also really enjoy this book as well, so much so that episode 28 came up, 28 of 32, And it cut halfway through. It was like as if somebody had torn out the last few pages of the chapter, and I was going ballistic. So I was emailing and Facebooking and on IRC and sending Twitters out looking for somebody to give me a link, because all the links pointed back to the same audiobooks file, and I reported a bug on it. But the three guys, Dan, Integral and Pokey, all sent me links and copies of it, so I was able to get my fix in and finish that book for the night. So thanks to those guys. Then we had a I had sent out a request on Facebook and Twitter to get submissions for additional ideas for Syndicated Thursday, and the guys from Eurotrash allowed me to syndicate their podcast, which is cool, and they're going into the schedule. I've also had a additional submissions of other podcasts for syndication, but I'm particularly interested in other works as well. So one time I've got some one time interviews, and yeah, just off the wall interesting stuff. If you could if you come across something that's Creative Commons licensed, then feel free to send it on in to us. Then we had Corbuntu with resources for auto diktats. I'm no, I'm not saying that right, but he wants to start a new HPR series. I'm all for that. Hopefully with some improvements on the website, we might be able to bunch these series a little bit better, give them more of a wiki type feel, that sort of thing. And it's he's saying he would like, if somebody has wants to do a show, you can always do the How I Got Into Started with Linux show. You can do my first computer, and or what's in my bag, or what's my daily carry. And then the third show that you can do is where you get resources on the net. Also very, very cool. I hope I'll be able to contribute to that myself. And then Mr. Gadgets with pre-IBM computer history as well. Fascinating journey. I hope we still have a few more to go, one more show with him, and I hope he continues to send in material to HPR. Then we had Quovmo with Audacity to Mess with Satan, in which he took three topics that in itself wouldn't be long enough to fill a show, put them together, and hence we had a show. I did that a while back as well. So if you have a few things that tips and tricks, don't know if it's like useful commands or things that you come across in your day, feel free to put them together and record a show. I might actually have a few of those myself. And then we had Mrs. Oak with Terminally Stupid episode 3. And then the last show before this one was the Full Circle podcast, the U-Cubed event, by an excerpt from the Full Circle podcast. And now those guys have submitted in a whole series of very well edited segments of what are interesting bits from their show. I am still considering them a syndicated show, and with that I mean that if shows have said that they're going to be syndicated, that they will follow the same rules. So for on Syndicated Thursday or whatever, when we're putting out syndicated shows, we'll still send work on a first-in, first-out basis. Never, but where there are more shows, we'll mix them up so that you don't have content from the same source coming up one after the other. So we'll cycle them through. But anyway, they have done an absolutely excellent job at editing these shows. And the U-Cubed event, of which they talk about, is going to be held on Saturday, April the 2nd at 10 a.m. But more about that anon. Then I would like to have my say of apologies. I know I've already apologized to some people here. I'd like to apologize to Dave Yates for apologizing so much and taking his handle. Mr. Gadgets, of course, for messing up his first episode. To Dodgy Geezer for the audio intros on Syndicated Thursday for not getting that level right. And actually, more seriously, to Klaatu for suggesting last month that he had abandoned HPR. I actually found out what has happened to Klaatu in the intervening time, and I want to do a dedicated segment about that later on in the show. There's a lot of people to thank this month. All the mailing list people who gave me a handout with trying to identify what was going wrong with Mr. Gadgets and localizing it to iTunes. Thanks very much for everybody for giving me feedback on that, and it really, really helped. Droops for clarifying the HPR ownership, that HPR owns the mic logo. Well, owns is a big word, but whatever. We have actually found a big version, PNG version of that. So quite a large version. We don't have a SVG version. So if somebody is interested in learning Inkscape and wants a project to begin on, that is a good one to do. I'm also going through the screencasters again to see if I can, with the express goal of designing that logo. So to the person that assisted in clearing up one of the issues I brought up in the last podcast, thank you very much. All the other podcast shows out there who has played our promo, there are actually too many to mention. But if you haven't got a sticker, if you played our promo and haven't got a sticker, please give us a shout. Also, if there's any hosts out there who haven't yet got their HPR stickers, give us a shout and we'll get them over to you. I want to thank again Dan, Integral and Pokey for tracking down episode 28. Morgellon, the low-tech mystic, for photos from the Indiana Linux Fest, and I hope he has stopped smoking. If anybody saw him smoking at the Indiana Linux Fest, please drop me an email and I'll refer him again to the HPR episode where I told him to quit smoking. And again to Pokey's mom for the excellent HPR promo, which I've been happily chuckling to myself listening to it appearing on all the other HPR or Linux and free and open source podcasts on my feeds. Special thanks to Pokey for sending out all those stickers. He's paying for the postage out of his own pocket, and to Code Cruncher for paying for all the business cards out of her own pocket. And to Pokey and Code Cruncher for all the amazing stuff that they've been doing, and more of that will be coming up hopefully on next month's show, by which time you will see what these cunning geniuses have been up to. Again, you can podcast by phone by dialing in the US area code 206-312-5749, and in the UK 203-432-5879. And don't forget to include your email address and add a pound sign at the end. Let's see, the next thing. Yes, hobbypublicradio.org. I mentioned it last month, hobbypublicradio.org. So I put up a test website on my shared server. With the intention of seeing if we can replicate and improve on the functionality of the current site. Please don't link to this website because it's going to eat my bandwidth. But if anybody is as experienced with WordPress administration, we can definitely set you up with an account over there and see if we can do all the stuff that we currently do with the HPR website and see if we can replicate that functionality, as well as including things like account management, comments, and podcast scheduling to the mix. Just want to let you all know that Stankdog posted on his forum, here we go again, where he's detailing the fact that we need to, he's also looking for support for BinRev. I don't know if a lot of people know, but BinRev is the parent of HPR, and HPR is hosted on one of their servers. So that will be moving to a new hosting provider in the coming weeks. So more about that as we get it. I'm going to be talking hopefully to Stank Dog in the on the phone in the coming few weeks or months or weeks. Yes, this month. And again, the HPR stickers have been sent out, and we're keeping a web album of HPR action shots. And we've had photos in from Pokey, from myself, from Droops, 5150, Kubuntu, Smart Astronaut, Bruce from the Just Watch Weekly podcast, Fab from the Linux Outcast podcast, Code Cruncher, Access, and Mrs. Oak. So obviously, if your name isn't on that list, then if you have had a sticker, you can always send in a photo. It would be fantastic for our sticker book. Links in the show notes. Again, our next audiobook will be Shadow Magic by John Lenihan, and there is a link. If you have a problem with episode 28, I've put it onto the FTP server in the media directory where you can get it, and there's a link in the show notes to this episode. Now, last month, in my attempt to be fierce funny, I mentioned that Klaatu had abandoned the HPR network. Well, no sooner had I said that than Karen from the Free As In Freedom podcast got in touch with me to say that Klaatu had actually been arrested. The story isn't very clear, but apparently he was urban camping somewhere in some building up in Cupertino, and he was detained as an illegal alien. Ironic though that may sound. And they went through his laptop and found some encrypted software on there and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, as it happens, he's been detained at the pleasure of the Queen, or what the equivalent is in the States. So in an effort to help him out, we're collecting some money here to see if we can get some money together to help Klaatu out, and a link to that will be at hackerpublicradio.org/freeklaatu, all one word, all lowercase. So if you want to help one of the fallen out, you can go to hackerpublicradio.org/freeklaatu. Now, moving on, April, tomorrow in fact, April the 2nd, will be the GNU Linux Fest, Northeast GNU Linux Fest, and we will be having a booth there, so please go along and say hi, and send us some photos of the event, some audio recordings of the event, and tell the guys in the booth that Ken sent you. And as I mentioned before, we have the U-Cubed event, which is going to be on Saturday, also April the 2nd, 10 a.m. in Mad Lab in Manchester, UK. And go for more information, go to ucubed.info. And then on the 30th of April, we have the Linux Fest Northwest in Bellingham, Washington. And HPR is going to be having a table at this event. So that's pretty much it for this month. Spam is pretty much under control. There's still one or two trying to get through. The comments feed for HPR is in the P of, if you press the P of HPR, it's relatively low, low throughput on there. And next month we will have another in some of the Full Circle podcasts coming up, and we have an interview with Captain Crunch, who was a well-known personality in the freaking community. And the only other show that we have left is Mr. Gadget's Path Toward Linux. So we have one more show, 195 free slots, so feel free to send in a show. And again, don't forget to, if you can spare a few bucks, we would really appreciate it if you could mosey over as far as hackerpublicradio.org/freeclatu and help one of our own. Okay, thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.